made it to midweek Wednesday. Yeah, good morning. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL, KCRK. Boy, stayed pretty warm late into the evening last night, and I think we're going to have some pretty good weather continuing for a while. You know, before we take a look at real news, and I guess depending on where you are in that, this is kind of real news. There's a company out of California. They are manufacturing robotic security robots. They are on wheels, and they are made to patrol like parking lots and stores and things like that. They are connected back to the internet, and they are continuously scanning for IP addresses. They have their video cameras going all the time. Well, what happens when a driverless Tesla... Now, keep in mind, this incident occurred in Las Vegas, where they have a lot of driverless vehicles. The city has wired and made the streets accessible for driverless vehicles. Well, there was this driverless Tesla going and ran over the robot. So maybe we don't have to be too worried about this AI, the artificial intelligence. We've got basically a computer car without a human and a robot security unit out in the parking lot. And the Tesla ran him over. So much, maybe we are not quite ready for the driverless cars. That, or maybe not really ready for the security robots. Here in Colville, coming up, of course, this Saturday is going to be the big Opie Coxie Golf Tournament, a big fundraiser to help youth and athletics in our area. Well, the annual Colville Elks Lodge Golf Tournament, that is coming up at the Dominion Meadows Golf Course, benefits the Washington Elks Therapy Program for Children. That tournament is Saturday, August the 5th. This will be the fourth year they've held an open charity golf tournament to support the charity program, and may hope to make it a big success this year. This charity golf tournament, again, they play it Saturday, August 5th. It's open to anyone who wants to golf. You can register a foursome, maybe be one of the sponsors, or provide a donation item for the silent auction after the tournament. Check it out. You can get signed up at Dominion Meadows Golf Course. But this one, Opie Coxie, this Saturday, coming up August the 5th, it is the Elks Charity Program for Children, the Colville Elks Lodge, putting that annual golf event on. When we go north up to Trail, British Columbia, some of the crime is up. Some of the crime is down. Theft of motor vehicles dropped from 32 to 17 through the first half of 2023. Drug investigations dropped from 23 to 10. Actually, the RCMP believes the decriminalization of personal possession of drugs by the BC government has led to less enforcement and arrests. Motor vehicle collisions, they were up from 15 to 23, the incidents involving mental health, they were up from 74 to 89. The incidents involving alcohol and drugs up from 78 to 117. The RCMP thinking that statistic rose due to personal drug consumption incidents. Most of those occurred right in downtown Trail. They had quite an increase in the number of checks for well-being of people, that up from 88 to 131. So, again, some things up, some things down. Overall, the RCMP believes the Trail and the greater district area are continuing to observe and report any suspicious activity, in particular in that downtown Trail area.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
Every Wednesday, we have a question of the week with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. This week, they're talking about how to handle problems with predatory animals that are around your domestic animals.
Hello, my name is Grant Samsel, and I'm a wildlife conflict specialist with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife in Colville. We get a lot of questions from the public. One we received recently is, how do I protect my chickens and ducks from predatory wild animals such as black bears, cougars, coyotes, raccoons, birds of prey, bobcats, and skunks? To start, don't allow your flock to roost outside at night. Even if you decide to free range them during the day, move them into a locked, covered enclosure or coop at night where predatory animals are most active. When it comes to protecting your domestic animals, an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. So please be proactive. The Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife recommends that you construct your enclosure out of strong and sturdy building materials. The sides should not be flimsy and easy to penetrate. When building an enclosure, it is imperative to install a skirt around your coop and run so that wild animals cannot dig underneath the fence. Furthermore, it is important to install a roof or cover over the enclosure. This prevents wild animals from jumping or climbing over your fence and keeps birds of prey from flying into your coop or run. Do not store excess feed or other attractants next to your coops or enclosures. This excess feed, if left unsecured, may attract predators to your coop and only perpetuate the issue. In addition to constructing a solid, impenetrable enclosure, you may want to install additional deterrents to keep predators away from your flock. Some of these deterrents include, but are not limited to, fake owls, electric fencing, flashing lights, radios, motion sensing lights, and predator-proof storage bins. The Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife would be happy to help you determine which enclosure and deterrents would best suit the needs of your flock. If you are already experiencing issues with a wild animal, please contact us today. We have several non-lethal deterrents that we can loan out to prevent future wildlife conflicts. If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov or call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking questions. There will be a random drawing each week of people who submit questions. If your name is drawn, you can win a can of bear spray to take with you on your next outdoor adventure. Thank you.
If you have a question for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, send it to communications@dfw.wa.gov, or you can call 509-563-5495. Please include an email address or phone number because you can win a prize for asking questions. There will be a random drawing each week of people who submit questions. If your name is drawn, you win a can of bear spray to take with you on your outdoor adventures.
Homeless issues continue to plague our area, Washington State, for that matter, the entire country. The Spokane County Commissioners asked some hard questions and came up with very few answers when they talked about the millions of dollars spent on homelessness, only to see even more people on the streets. The frustration coming after a strategic planning meeting earlier this week, with commissioners getting bogged down in details about the implementation of an interlocal agreement regarding a new regional homeless authority. According to Commissioner Mary Cooney, she said, "I guess one of my questions is, again, what is helping making a difference or not versus what we've been doing?" She pointed out that what they've been doing hasn't been working, because at a recent point in time count, numbers have shown that there is more homelessness in Spokane County. It's on the rise. What's causing the numbers to go up? Because we're putting more money into prevention? Cooney notes that even if the interlocal agreement establishes a regional homeless authority, the commissioners will still be responsible for spending tax monies wisely. How much money went through the community for rental assistance over the past 3 years to keep people in their houses, yet the numbers for homeless still went up? That was asked by Commissioner Josh Kearns. The general tone of the discussion was one of addressing root causes and spending taxpayer funds efficiently and effectively. Commissioner Al French asked if a comparison to Tacoma's policy would be possible, given they're a similar size to Spokane, and much of the city of Spokane's policy drives policy countywide. Since the Tacoma numbers are considerably lower than Spokane's, what are they doing differently than we are doing in driving their numbers down? In fact, French asks if we've made it that we are attracting more, and they're just shifting more of their homeless around. Or is Tacoma sending their homeless to Seattle and King County? French wanted to know that. If there's a solution, maybe we need to start getting a bus taking the homeless to Kootenai County, the same county whose sheriff recently warned off Washington criminals for the 4th of July holiday. The sheriff's slogan, "Don't come to Kootenai County on vacation and leave on probation." It's kind of a joke, but it is noted that Spokane is a receiving entity. They offer many more services than a lot of the nearby areas, in particular those in North Idaho. Tacoma, they are referred to as a sending entity. They send their homeless to Seattle. They are a receiving entity. The geographic region, they say, is not just Spokane County. They say the nine counties surrounding Spokane, all the way from Stevens to Whitman, from Canada to Oregon. French highlighting the immense size of the geographic region of Spokane, covers better than a third of the state of Washington. That meeting in Spokane went on to discuss other funding issues, ultimately concluding they had a lot more questions than they had answers.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a leader in the forest products industry, is now offering a free forest health checkup. If you have 10 or more acres of timberland, Vaughan Brothers Lumber can help you determine if your family's forest is healthy and fire resilient. Schedule your free forest evaluation today by calling Vaughan Brothers Lumber at 684-5071. Vaughan Brothers Lumber, adding value to the forest for people, products, and the environment.
Boy, oh boy, it was one of the more exciting All-Star games for Major League Baseball last night. Elias Diaz hitting a two-run homer in the eighth inning. The National League snapping a nine-game losing streak in that All-Star game. It was a 3-2 win. The National League over the American League. That game played in Seattle last night. The National League winning for the first time since their 8-0 victory in 2012 in Kansas City. Diaz, a catcher, become the first Rockies player to win the All-Star Most Valuable Player Award. Diaz, who was non-tendered by the Pirates at the end of 2019, drove a 2-2 pitch that deep into left field that put the National League out in front. He has the lone representative for Colorado. It was his first All-Star game appearance. But overall, a great, exciting game. The fans were into the game the whole time last night in Seattle. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Forget-Me-Not. You'll find them at 173 South Main. The store's loaded with vintage and retro items, lots of home decor, lots of great gifts for any occasion. Forget-Me-Not, Monday through Friday, 10 till 5, 10 till 4 on Saturday. Sunshine, 86 degrees today. A few clouds tonight, 51 overnight, 85 the high Thursday, 89 Friday. Oh, Saturday's going to be hot. Sunshine, 93 degrees, 95 Sunday. It's still going to say sunny on Monday and Tuesday next week. Cool down a little bit, 89 Monday, 84 on Tuesday. Forget Me Not. They've got all kinds of balloons, helium balloons for all types of occasions, get well, new baby, birthdays, things like that. You'll find them at 173 South Main, right downtown Colville. Forget Me Not. Midweek Wednesday, make it a good day today. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL KCRK.